Last night's Bryan City Council meeting was the first since last month's untimely death of Councilman Flynn Adcock. All six councilmen paid tribute to Adcock's service. Here's Brent Hairston.
I got to tell you, it's a little emotional sitting by an empty chair here.
From Ruben Marine.
Flynn was just an incredible guy. I mean, just always joyful and just happy and just so full of life.
From Bobby Gutierrez.
The impact that our friend Flynn had on not only us as friends and not only us as councilmen, but on the city, BTU, through the Parks Board, through all the different numerous things that he served on. I served with him for many years at the Republican Party. He was a precinct chair. We went to conventions together. He was always fun to be around.
Last night's meeting began with a moment of silence, and a state flag that flew over the state capitol was presented to Adcock's wife, Donna. Last October, the city of College Station began regulating the owners of short-term rental properties. In the near future, there will be a short-term rental ordinance in Bryan. Bryan City Council today agreed with staff recommendations that focused on collecting hotel occupancy tax money that's estimated to be between $250,000 and $400,000 a year. The Bryan Council did not bring up College Station regulations that includes inspections and providing renters brochures containing pertinent neighborhood information and how to contact the property owner or operator. Councilman Brent Hairston asked Lindsay Gindy of the city's Economic Development Office about not registering those who rent their properties once or twice a year.
I would say that would be difficult to regulate through this third party, knowing if, because somebody would then need to keep track of how many times it's rented. So we want to make it very simple and very clear-cut guidelines. These are the types of units that have to pay. This is when you're expected to pay, and here's where you go and pay it.
Councilman Ruben Marine says this will level the playing field with local hotels.
I think, we have these hotels that invest in our community. I don't think it's fair that you have someone who just rents a house for an A&M game day weekend or something to that extent and undercuts those hotels.
The council supported Gindy's recommendations to hire a third party that'll register and collect hot tax money from short-term rental owners. Six women have served on the Bryan City Council and before that the City Commission. They were recognized during the last council meeting, which happened to be International Women's Day and Women's History Month. Helen Chavarria was the first Hispanic woman to serve on the council in 1983.
I feel like it was the best years of my life when I was doing service for the city of Bryan. And it was a pleasure to do it. I still think about those good old days.
Candy Rose, who was first elected in 1989, served 10 years on the council, two of them as mayor pro tem.
Thank you for celebrating us and for celebrating all those unknown women who have made such a contribution to the city of Bryan.
Also recognized, Lucy Giles Harrison, who was elected in 1947. Mary Ann Parker, who was elected in 1969, Annette Stephanie, who was elected in 1995, and Ann Horton, who was elected in 2007. The Bryan City Council's told at their May meeting that more than $2 million in revenue from the new Midtown Park Events Center will be generated by arcade games.
So the arcade is probably the most profitable part of the project.
Special Projects Director Frank Clark provided background information before the council agreed to buy more than $600,000 of arcade games.
Did the economic analysis on it, and so we have a payback of slightly less than 2 years.
Clark was asked to provide background information by Councilman Brent Hairston.
The average citizen sees $600,000 going to our arcade games. The first reaction is, what? But to know that we're going to make that money back quickly and it'll be a service for the people that attend, that is great.
Clark says 40 arcade games are scheduled to be installed at the Legends Events Center this September. Center will also have virtual reality and esports games. Yesterday was Gary Blair Day in the city of Bryan. The retired Texas A&M women's basketball head coach was on hand at last night's city council meeting to receive a proclamation.
I've lived in Bryan for all 19 years, fixing to start 20. I love it. I live out traditions, but I'm more impressed with what is going on in the city of Bryan.
Blair called on fellow Bryan residents to get involved in the community. A lighter moment at the last Bryan City Council meeting originated with Councilman Bobby Gutierrez, whose business interest includes a tire store, brought up he was not eligible to bid on the city tire contract.
It's our pleasure to serve. It's our honor to serve the citizens. But it does come with some, not only do we have lost time, lost revenue not being in our businesses, but we have lost time, lost revenue, and we can't actually do business with the city.
Gutierrez later thanked Councilman and caterer Buppy Simic for providing the council free meals before meetings for 7 years. That led to a tongue-in-cheek request to Gutierrez from City Manager Keene Register and Mayor Andrew Nelson.
Does that mean you're going to give us free tires?
No. Could we get 7 years of free tires?
Simic, who's stepping down after this November's election due to term limits, says at least one half of the Bryan Council members he's served with during the last 7 years were business owners. Four members of the Bryan City Council criticized former councilman and mayoral candidate Mike Sutherland for saying the police department's being defunded. Comments at the end of last night's council meeting included the newest member, James Edge.
I'm going to publicly call for Mr. Sutherland to apologize to the Bryan City Council. And I would also call on Mr. Sutherland to apologize to the Bryan Police Department.
From Mayor Andrew Nelson.
I want to thank Chief Buskey for being so apolitical, because when you refuse to get involved in politics, it makes your voice that much stronger when you come out and publicly rebuke someone like Mike Sutherland who lied.
Buppy Simic and Prentice Madison also made comments. The final meeting for former Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson included making an exception to his policy on public speakers. Nelson, arguably the strongest supporter of converting the former municipal golf course to Midtown Park, let the strongest opponent, Patrick Giamalva, have the floor without speaking about a specific agenda item.
You know what, Patrick? I think for one time, letting you break the rules actually worked out well for everybody. So thank you. Thank you, sir. And my mother is in the house, so I appreciate you kept it rated G tonight. Good job.
Giamalva thanked each member of the council and individual members of city staff.
Mayor Nelson, I just I owe you a beer. You know, all the trouble I've given you.
Three.
Giamalva's thanks came after the meeting when Nelson had Giamalva escorted out of the building for being disruptive before the council approved adding a movie theater and bowling alley at Midtown Park. Bill Oliver, 1620, 94.5 WTAW.